Chia seeds has been known in stabilizing blood sugar, muscle building, weight loss, boosting metabolism, strengthening the bones and immunity, as well as slowing the aging signs, leaving your skin looking radiant, glowing and healthy, all because of its antioxidants property, anti-inflammatory properties, its rich in fiber, calcium, magnesium, iron and other minerals. While Zanchi chia seeds sells them at a very reasonable price, they still give you chia seeds that are GMO-free, organic, gluten-free, vegan, and raw. Check them on their Instagram page. They go by the name ZANCI.chiaseed. I repeat, ZANCI.chiaseeds. You can thank me later. You now can shop for your groceries on an application called Snoonu. What Snoonu offers you is a selection of so many grocery stores. You just pick and they will deliver it to you. Once you use my code NIN30, I repeat, NIN30, then you get a delivery fee off and you maximize your chances to win up to 20,000 Qatari Riyal. Hello everybody, welcome back on our 10th episode, which sadly is going to be our last episode. Jokes. Okay, this is just going to be the episode before a very big break. I dedicated this first part or these first 10 episodes around the secondary food, the foods that you eat from your plate. But I want us to move past that and focus on the primary foods. The foods that you eat off the plate. These are the things that nourishes you in an emotional, spiritual, and mental level. And I can categorize all of these into 12 sections. This is called a circle of life. How satisfied are you in these areas that I'm about to mention? The things that are actually not the food that you eat. Number one, joy. How happy are you? Are you sad? Are you feeling excited? Are you joyful? What about your social life? How is it like? Is it behind screen? Is it in physical? You meet people and do you speak to people, laugh with people? How are your relationships like? You and your colleagues at work, you and your classmates, you and your parents, you and your siblings, your neighbors. How is your home environment? Is it clean? Is it quiet? Is it noisy? Is it colorful? All of these things do matter. What about your home cooking? Do you enjoy it to begin with? Do you do home cookings? Who do you do it with? What kind of food do you enjoy cooking at home? Then physical activities. Do you move? Because sometimes people think physical activities mean, you know, going to the gym and workout, but do you dance? Do you take a walk? Do you just have movement in life? What about your health? Is there any disease you're battling with? Is there any condition that you're struggling with? Or are you fully satisfied with where you're at? Next, education. Are you studying or are you trying to learn something new? Are you happy with what course you took or the course you're taking? Do you have future plans with it? Which leads me to another point, career. Are you satisfied where you're working? Is it a good environment for you to grow? Do you feel like doing or living your purpose? Or you're just doing it because you want money? Talking about money, another tool in circle of life is finances. Are you comfortable where you are at right now? Whatever you have, is it enough for you to live in comfort? Are you budgeting or are you overspending? All of these things can affect your health. Are you creative enough? Do you feel like you wake up in the morning with new ideas? And when I say creativity, I don't necessarily mean that you have invented some machine or came up with a very big idea. No. Creativity is, you know, let's say you looked at the way your screen, the TV, is, and you're like, no, if it stays on this side in my living room, it would be better. That's creativity. And lastly, spirituality. Are you connecting with your spiritual self? Because as human beings, we are made of body, soul, and spirit. And if one area is out of balance, it can also affect the other areas, and in general, you have poor health. So, and our next season, or after our break, we will be focusing on those. And in this season that we just finished, I hope I've laid down some foundation for you to have a clear picture and understanding of food and some of the issues that are surrounding food. I have so much to talk about, but we can mix these in the future. I believe that we have laid down some foundation, things like food is not just number of calories and not every diet is good for you. So I believe we have this basic foundation, right, that we need as we are proceeding towards the primary food. I want you guys to think about your primary foods, the things that I've just mentioned, and see which areas need to be worked on more and which areas do you actually feel satisfied. So that's the difference between primary foods and secondary foods. So join me when we will be coming back from the break with the topic on primary foods. Thank you and have a wonderful Monday. Bye-bye.